A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Sadi Ches, Shabbos 98B, pagination 196. And for a change, we're starting on the top line of that very page. There are two disagreements regarding the Mishkan, and I'd like to try to touch on both of them. Fascinating concepts, which are very useful, especially when we approach the parashios about building the Mishkan, but even generally to appreciate the nuances and not just to brush the Mishkan, the sanctuary, with one quick brush stroke of, well, whatever they did, to actually understand the detail. The middle of the top line. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Kroshim, the upright beams of the Mishkan, Milmaton, on the bottom, Ovion Amo, they were wide and Amo, enormous beams. Umilmailon, but on the top, Kolin Vaholchin, they would diminish as they went, Ad Keetzba, until they were only one finger in size. Much smaller on the top, they came to like a point. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's the view of Rabbi Yehuda. And he has a pasuk as to how he knows that. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, the beginning of the fifth line, Kishem Shemel Matan Ovyan Amo, just like on top, just on bottom, they are an Amo wide. Kach Mil Mailan Ovyan Amo, same thing on top. They are wide and Amma. Nothing happened in their dimension. Top and bottom, it's square. It doesn't start tapering off. Let's drop down to the last of the small lines. The third word on the line, where the Gemara wants to figure out how the curtains covered the beams. Now, just outside to appreciate what's going to happen here. If the beam is square on top and on bottom and on top, so then it's a full amma on top, so then when the curtain is spread, not only does it have to cover the interior of the Mishkan, it also has to cover that extra amma of the width of the beams as they are on top before it's able to start dropping down to cover the sides. It's got to go over the top of the beam and then it could start coming over on the sides. The result is that you're going to lose two ammos, so to speak, or two ammos of the curtain are going to be used up. In addition to the interior, they're going to have to go over the top of the beam and then come down. The result is you might have a little bit less curtain to work with to cover the sides of the Mishkan than you would have if the beams tapered off on the top to the size of a finger. Because in that case, the curtains are going across the top of the beam on an angle of sorts. It takes less curtain to get to the same location if you go by the hypotenuse than if you go horizontal and then vertical. And therefore more of the keresh, the beam, is able to be covered on the bottom because you haven't used up the curtain. That's the quick what to look for in this Gemara. And let's begin the Gemara. Last of the smaller lines. Ves ha-mishkan tasa eser yirios. You're going to build the Mishkan out of 10 curtains. Orech ha-yiriyah ha-achas, the length of each curtain, first wide line. Shemona ve-esrim bo-amo, it's 28 amo. That's a significant number, 28 amo is the length of the curtain. Now, the length of the curtain, as the Gemara will say right now, is going to be corresponding to the width of the Mishkan. Picture the Mishkan as a rectangle. The front to back is facing you. You're facing the width. The length is spreading out in front of you. You're going to take the length of these curtains and position them so that they cover the height of the right side of the Mishkan, across the top and down the left. Shadi Urchayu, take the length of these curtains. Lepusya de Mishkan, to the width of the Mishkan. Kama havya esrim vitamne. You're dealing with 28. Dal eser leigra, you take 10 amos for the roof, for the interior. Pasha luhu tesla haigisa, vitesla haigisa. And what you're left with is 9 and 9. If you divide it evenly, 18 that's left, you divide it evenly, your available is 9. L'Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who said that it tapers off, Megalya Amma da Adonim, all you're left with empty is the last Amma, because the height of the Kroshim was 10 Amos and you only have 9 of curtain left. L'Rabbi Nechemya, but according to Rabbi Nechemya, that the Kroshim, the beams, did not taper off and they were a full Amma, so you got to go the full vertical, the full horizontal and then the vertical. Megalya Amma de Kroshim, you're actually short an additional Amma. Not only do you only have 9 left over, but one of those 9 is used for the top of the Keresh. And therefore, what you're left with is the Amma of the Adonim, the 10th Amma, is going to be uncovered with the curtain. It's going to show. Its metal is going to show. And then, in addition to that, one Amma of the Keresh is also going to be exposed. And it was symmetrical, and even in everything else, it's going to look beautiful. But we want to know what's uncovered and what's covered. According to Rabbi Nechemya, an Amma of the wood is going to be uncovered. Now, let's flip it. Shadi Pusiyahu, now let's analyze the length of the Mishkan. Take the width of the curtain and align it to Urka de Mishkan, to the length of the Mishkan. Kamahavya, how much? Arba'in, you're dealing with 40. Dal tlosin le'igra, so 30 for the length of the Mishkan. Pasha luhu yud, you're left with 10 amos. Now it's not a real 10, as we're mentioning, because in addition to the 30 of the interior of the Mishkan, there's one amma on the same level that you might have to go in order to start going down. You first got to go around the top of the beam. L'Rabbi Yehuda mechasya amma da'adonim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you actually have enough to cover the amma of the support on the very bottom. L'Rabbi Nechemya megalya amma da'adonim. But according to Rabbi Nechemya, that they did not taper off. One of those amos is used to get around the top of the keresh, and it only has 9 to go down. And the metal on the very bottom, that support box, is going to be exposed. Very important machlokas to be aware of. The remaining Gemara is going to analyze other curtains and how they played out on the Mishkan in a similar way, based on Rabbi Yehuda, based on Rabbi Nechemya. One more piece that I wanted to do, if you go up to the smaller lines, the last two lines of the small lines in the beginning of the line, we have something called Habriach HaTichon B'soch HaKroshim. There was a special beam that went through the middle of the beams, a special pole, I should say, that goes through the middle of the beams. And this is a famous thing. It's interesting that Rashi in Chumash does not explain it like this, and Tosfos over here points out that there seems to be a machlokes between the Braisa of Meleches HaMishkan and this Gemara as to whether this miraculous beam existed. But our Gemara, which is often quoted, says, Tana, we learnt, B'neis Haya Omid. This pole went through the interior of the beams with a miracle. Take a look at Rashi And I remember looking for this Rashi specifically because when you want to say this vort in Parshas Vayakel and Pekudei, you can only do it if you find this Rashi. So you'll remember Tzadiches Amid Beis in Shabbos. Rashi, the third of the wide lines after the Gemara, Rashi says towards the end of the line, B'neis HaYaomid, what was the miracle of this interior pole that went through the beams? Rashi says, Sha'acha Shakrashim Kulam Nisunim Ba'adonim Litzafon Lamayrav Uledarom. After they had all the beams lined up to the north, to the west, to the south, Hayanosno, they would put in this pole, Umavriach Lishloshes Haruchos, and this pole would bend through the three directions. There is no craftsman that could do such a thing. It's the equivalent of a hinge, but there was no hinge. And through a miracle, it would bend on its own. As they fed it through the crevice, it would bend and hold the whole Mishkan together. And the reason this is such an amazing point is because it illustrates in Divrei Torah, when we talk Parsha topics, it illustrates the person who is able to unite the entire Mishkan, the entire organization. He knows how to bend constructively and effectively to bring the north, the south. He's able to bring everyone together to make it work. Yeshakar, have a great day.